President Obama last night said the campaign against ISIS is going to be very different from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. As he said before, it won't rely on lots of new boots on the ground, but rather on American air power.
The strategy of taking out terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years.
So just how well are things working out in Yemen and Somalia? William McCants is a counterterrorism expert at the Brookings Institution. Why do you think Obama held up Yemen and Somalia as examples of what the U.S. campaign against ISIS in Iraq and possibly Syria are going to look like?
Because that's the model that the United States has shifted to after a decade of having boots on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. The administration feels that this lighter footprint approach is more appropriate in an age when the American public has less of an appetite for occupying foreign countries. It comes with some significant downsides, though. One, not having boots on the ground means you have to rely on proxy forces to do your bidding. And two, focusing solely on air power to carry out attacks means that you don't always have control over where the munitions land, and you can end up killing civilians as a result.
So what exactly is the U.S. doing in Yemen and Somalia today?
In Yemen, it's been working with the Yemeni government to train and equip its forces to go after al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the al-Qaeda affiliate there. It's also been reportedly using drone strikes and strikes from ships off the coast to hit al-Qaeda targets in that country. In Somalia, there's not really, or not until recently, there hasn't been a government there for the United States to work with. So we have been working with African forces from neighboring countries to go after the Shabaab, which is another al-Qaeda affiliate that operates in the country. And we've carried out attacks from the air and reportedly one or two attacks from the ground as well using special forces. But both of these approaches in Yemen and Somalia are similar in that they have a very light footprint and the environment is more permissive for U.S. airstrikes. That's very different from what the U.S. government is contemplating inside of Syria, where we have a president, Bashar al-Assad, who's very much against American Air Force being deployed in his country to go after Islamic State militants.
Yeah, I want you to talk about some of those differences in a second. But first, I mean, Yemen and Somalia and U.S. counterterror strategy in these places, would you describe it as a success story?
These were weak states to begin with, and there's not a lot that the United States can do, particularly since it has gotten out of the state-building game after a long and frustrating experience in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's doing its best to ensure that there is some government that it can work with, but this is primarily a counterterrorism focus for the administration, and that focus has produced qualified successes, namely no major attacks on the United States homeland originating from either of those countries.
So break down how Syria and Iraq are different from Yemen and Somalia in terms of how an American-supported counterterrorism strategy would work.
Yeah, the geography is different. Yemen and Somalia are really on the periphery of the Arab world. Iraq and Syria are in its heartland and are neighbors of some major allies of ours. Iraq is somewhat similar in that we have a permissive government there that is willing to sanction U.S. strikes and a limited force on the ground. Syria is quite different. The President Bashar al-Assad does not want American forces, even just air power, penetrating his country unless we are explicitly working there with his permission, which President Obama will not seek.
William McCants of the Brookings Institution speaking with us from Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.